Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started to look at when God doesn't seem to answer. And we've all been through situations where we've prayed and we just don't seem to be getting the answers. And so we looked at something that we want to go through a checklist. And a checklist means examining something in order to determine its accuracy, the quality of it, the condition of it, or to detect the presence of something. Maybe the presence of unbelief or something that's stopping God responding to our questions. The first thing we had to check was to check our heart. Because in Psalm 66 verse 18, the Bible says, if I regard sin and baseness in my heart, that is, if I know it is there and do nothing about it, or if I entertain evil, the Lord will not hear me. So we had to do what David did and said, Lord, check my heart. And we want to check our own hearts, locate ourselves so that the prayers are getting into the ear of God and He answers those prayers. So let's pick it up where we left off yesterday.
Number one, check your heart that you don't have sin residing in your life. Okay? Is this good for you? Come on. But Pastor, this is really basic. We got to go back to the basics all the time. If you forget the basics in a sport, you're going down. If you forget the basics in the game of chess, you're going down. If you forget the basics in math, you're going down. You have to continually remind yourself, go back, and this is one of the basics. Amen. So we have to make sure we are walking in love, because to step out of love is to step into sin. Romans 13:8. Now watch here. God said this, owe no man anything except to love one another. The voice says, that is a debt which never ends. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. That is huge. You think about the fact that when you love each other and you're walking in a place of love and everything you do is out of a heart of love. Now, this is something that we have to work on and we have to educate ourselves to, and we have to sow seeds of love and we have to plant and do the right thing. We can walk in love because he says in Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who was given to us. In fact, he says, In the fruits of the Spirit, the first fruit is love. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. You fulfill the law when you fulfill the word of love. So he tells you the first fruit of the Spirit is love. I'm telling you now, he says over here, owe nothing to anyone except to love each other. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. And that's why it says in Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. You fulfill the law. And if you fulfill the law, wow, you're walking perfect. So now listen, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13, we understand that. He made us righteous. My spirit is redeemed from the curse of the law. My flesh and my soul is realm aren't. Amen. So that's a work in progress. My spirit man is as righteous as it's going to ever be. Even when I'm standing glorified in heaven, raptured, whatever, and I'm in front of Christ, my spirit will remain as it is then. Righteous. Amen. So my spirit doesn't fulfill the fruits of righteousness. Because Jesus said, I come not to do away with the law, but I come to fulfill the law. So when I'm in Christ, I've fulfilled the law because the Bible says Christ and myself have become one spirit. Amen. So we fulfill the law in our spirit, man, but our soulish realm, our mind, our will and our emotions and our flesh have not fulfilled the law. So that's an ongoing work. So we've got to hook up with our spirit man who's guiding you to get rid of the things that don't fulfill the law. Amen. And that is why if you died with a small amount of sin in your life, not ongoing, don't care type of thing, because then I question my salvation. But if I die with a sin in my life, my spirit will go straight to heaven anyway, because it's righteous. My flesh, remember, goes either cremated or in the ground, now watch it, or in the rapture, in the twinkling of an eye, I get a glorified body right then when Christ comes back or he takes us all and we're all going to heaven, we get a body like Christ, which was a righteous body now. Are you with me? And a righteous soul. Now, there's no ways I'm going to sin, right? I'm in heaven. There's no sin in heaven. Nothing unclean, impure is in heaven. This is getting a little bit deeper than I thought it would go, but it's good for us. So my soulish realm, my thinking capacity. And don't forget, you also, part of your soul, we said is your mind, will, and your emotions. Part of your soulish realm is your subconscious thinking, because my mind is where I think. But there's another place called the subconscious, that's the frontal lobe of the brain, that we have issues in our subconscious. And that's why as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So whatever's in my subconscious is going to come through my brain and out of my mouth. And that's why it's important, imperative, to put the word of God in myself nonstop until I change what's in my soulish realm, get it out completely. Amen. This is getting deeper than I thought, but praise God. Okay, so he said, you owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. And the apostle of love, John, told us in 1 John 3:22 and 23, he says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments. Now, to the best of our abilities, God knows if you mess up and you couldn't do it, he will hear you as long as you're not living in that saying, I don't care, I don't care. And you live like the world. Amen. This is good for us. Now watch it. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Love your neighbor. Don't gossip. Don't steal. We do things that are pleasing in his sight. And we all used to do those things. You too. Me too. But it's got less and less and less. Have you noticed? Now you're trying not to do those things. You don't even cuss. Maybe occasionally one slips out here and there, right? Maybe you fly the bird once or twice every 5 years, but it's no longer your vocabulary. You used to swear and cuss and nonstop and blaspheme, yeah, by using his name in vain. But now look at yourself. Those aren't an everyday occurrence anymore. That's great. That's brilliant. So God knows you're doing your best. You're trying. When you do something wrong, you correct it. You try to correct it. You get help from him. You're good to go. Are you with what I'm saying? Now, this is not a license to go and sin and, oh, well, I'll just, no. God knows every thought before you think it. And he's not going to be fooled. God is not mocked. He knows what you sow is what you're going to reap. Amen. So now watch it. He says, Whatever we ask, we receive of God because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. He's showing you one commandment here, that we believe on his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. If you do that, you fulfill the law. Amen. And that's why you can live in grace. And that's why you can live in faith today and not works. Because the law has been fulfilled by receiving Christ. He fulfilled the law and walking in love. I'm fulfilling the law. Woo, baby. Are you getting this? Somebody better give me a thumbs up because I don't want to preach to myself, but I am. It is powerful, powerful, powerful. Amen. So that is the first point, is to check your heart. Let me just say something about faith. And some people might have erroneous thinking on this. And maybe I haven't clarified it and made it clear enough before. But you know, faith does not, listen now, faith does not eliminate trials and tests coming to your life. Some people think, well, I'm in faith. How come that happened? Peter said, the apostle said, Think it not strange when you come under fiery trials. Faith doesn't guarantee no problems. But what faith does guarantee is the way out of said problems with a perfect solution. Amen. I mean, think about Joseph. Think about Paul. Think he was shipwrecked, beat up, wrecked. I mean, you name it, put in prison, whipped. But the faith that he had just kept him going through it every single time. The Bible says, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because your rod and your staff comfort me. You're making a place for me to lie down next to calm stillness. Like I said to the storm, peace be still. Says, I'm going to lay you down next to that peace and you're going to be still. I'm going to feed you. You understand? I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Come on. That's power anointing and also protection. And then he said, I will prepare a table for you in the midst, the very midst of your enemies. So my faith is operative in the midst of my enemies. I'm not going to need faith in heaven. I need faith in earth. So in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the temptation, he says, 1,000 will fall on this side and 10,000 on that side, right? In Psalm 91, he says, but it will not come near you. In other words, I'm going to be in the midst of this stuff, but my faith is going to stop it coming near me. I'm going to confess scriptures like no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. It doesn't mean the weapon is not going to be formed and forged, but it's not going to be successful. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so this is the guarantee we have that faith will take care of the problem. And to care, listen, faith took care of the problem, the major problem of us going to hell. In Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. So God gifted us with the grace, gifted us with the faith, gifted us to receive Christ as his Lord and Savior, and receive the free gift of salvation. So faith took care of the problem there. I don't need faith in heaven. I need faith in earth. I operate in faith on the earth. Are you getting what I'm saying? Woo! Praise God. Show enough, Pastor Brenda Hill. I love that. And so we need the faith over here. So he says, we believe on his son Jesus Christ and we love one another. That fulfills all the commandments.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The current service schedule for Christ Family Church with Pastor Dr. Gerard Curry is going to be at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. beginning March the 16th at the Tradition Town Hall. Their main location is at 5200 Oleander Avenue in Fort Pierce, Florida. That service begins at 10 a.m.